it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
So we all have siblings in the room except for Jeff, but we all have siblings. And I have a younger sibling, and we're about 18 months apart, and we have a great relationship. I have a younger sister, and good relationship growing up. I mean, we had the teenager fights, but for the most part, we're really close. We talk on the phone at least twice a week.
And she lives in Florida, right?
She lives in Florida, goes to school down there, goes to college at UCF, and has been pretty successful in her school career. She's very school-oriented, and I'm not school-oriented. I have not finished college yet. I have 6 more classes to take, but I just don't have the time to finish class.
What school did you go to?
I go to Kennesaw State.
Gotcha.
So I'm still enrolled.
Go
Owls, but I'm still enrolled, but have not finished. So I go to the mailbox the other week, and I get an invitation, and it's from my sister. And it's her graduation invitation for graduating college.
It's a day for everybody to celebrate. That's a big win for everybody in the family, right?
Really, really proud of her, but not really proud of her. Because she's graduating before I am.
She beat you.
She almost beats me at everything. Like, she's doing everything first. I mean, she's
she
really
have a boyfriend?
She always has a boyfriend. Mm. Always has everything. I feel like my parents are more proud of her. I mean, she has everything going for her. So when I got this invitation, it was just kind of like a kick in the butt.
Well, like, do you think that maybe she looks at you and she's like, wow, my older sister here is established in her career already. She's on a pretty decent morning show. And, you know, maybe she's looking at you going, there's some stuff that you have that she wishes she had.
I was just thinking the same thing. Yeah.
I don't know, because she has everything going on for her. Like, my parents help her out. They give her money when she needs it.
So they've given her more of a break to make her more successful early.
I think so, but she's going to get her master's, and she's just going ahead further than I think I'm going. I know I've got a great job, and I'm really excited where I am in life, but I'm disappointed at the same time.
I think you're right. I think you've hit a plateau. I think that's it.
But I'm disappointed at the same time, because she has all this success, and now she's graduating before me. Mm-hmm. It's just
Do you
a
think
disappointing
it's
thing.
Because she's your younger sister?
I think so. I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's it. She's younger than me, but just is getting more than I am, and is doing more than I do.
Do you think your sister feels the same way about you, Melissa?
Well, I think that because we're older, my sister's in her 40s, I'm in my 30s, and I think that we understand better now than we did when we were younger that it is all a misunderstanding. She thinks that I get accolades and that parents are more proud of me
go see
than
the space
her.
Shuttle.
Yeah, but I think she's already been down there. But
she has been on the space shuttle.
Yeah, exactly.
Took it to Mars 1 year.
Right, but see, from my perspective, every time I'm around my parents, they're always talking about her and they're discussing her all the time. So, and I think that, you know, there's a different tension there. But the exact same situation happened with me and my sister. But what's funny is we're 10 years apart. Okay, so my sister, she hated school. She's a horrible test taker, and she started school and then dropped out, and got married, and then got divorced, and then was doing her own thing. And then here I come, 10 years after the fact, about to graduate from college, and she enrolls and busts butt and graduates a semester before me, gets this huge graduation party where everybody's there and everybody's celebrating, taking pictures. And I'm not kidding. When I graduated, there were no pictures. There was no cap and gown, anything.
I almost forgot that you were there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do think that there was a little satisfaction taken, because there was, but it was natural. It wasn't intentional that all this attention was taken away from me. It was, you know, but it happened that way.
Let me ask you this on the parent side, because Wendy has a little twisted. Jeff and I both grew up as only children. I have two half brothers, but they moved out when I was way, way, way young. So I really was raised as an only child. But from a parent's perspective, let me ask you both this. If your parents treated all of you 100% equal, I mean, there's no way to test that, but let's say they did. They gave you just as many accolades as they gave your sister, Wendy, same thing. Don't you think that in your mind, your sister would always be getting more accolades than you?
See, like, I think our parents do give us equal accolades. That's the thing that I think that may be misunderstanding between or in your head.
You always feel inferior if you
have
a sibling?
Well, the thing is, they're giving you extra. They're giving you equal attention, but you're two completely different people. So the attention they give you is either interpreted or presented in a different way. So what I see my parents always consumed with my sister's life, well, in her, when I'm not there and they're talking about me to her, why are they going to talk about me to me? And why are they going to talk about Melanie to Melanie? They're going to talk about the other one to each other. So, of course, I'm going to be like, well, they talk about Melanie all the time. Well, of course they do, because why are they going to look at Melanie? Hey, let's talk about your life. Well, I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to talk about Melissa to Melissa.
Like, so you will always feel that no matter how well your sister is doing or how well you're doing, it could be a totally equal playing field. There will always be some jealousy between siblings.
Yes. Well, that's all you hear about. Like when you have phone conversations with your parents, your grandparents, you always hear how well Kathy's doing, how well your sister's doing. She's graduating. She's the first on that side of the family to graduate. She's doing stuff. She's going to school.
But you understand they're probably saying the same things to her about you. You just don't hear those conversations.
They are. They're like,
they
Wendy,
definitely
she's
are.
On a morning show and she's in Atlanta. Yeah. And she's doing so well and we're so proud of her.
Maybe, but
she feels like the loser younger sister.
Yes.
I'm sure if we ask her, she doesn't feel like the loser younger sister.
Melissa said the short comment, but I want to shed some light on that, too. I think it is same-sex siblings. Like, I think with you and Stacey having two boys, you're going to have to be more aware of it than if you had a boy and a girl.
Yes.
Because I grew up with a younger brother, and I don't feel any of these same emotions that you guys feel. When we talk about siblings and competition and that kind of thing, but like one of my best friends, or two of my best friends have sisters, and it is all the time some sort of, some sort of like competitive something going on, you know? And I think that with like two brothers or two sisters, that's just going to happen, because I'm guessing, Melissa, you don't feel the same with your brother that with Melanie.
But there's a natural individuality.
You're
the guy and you're the girl.
Because there's a natural difference.
Right,
I do see it with Stacey and her brother, though. I see the same thing with my wife and my brother-in-law.
She may be just a different bird.
I guarantee it'd be worse if she had a sister.
Oh,
I couldn't even imagine.
Yes. Does it exist? Definitely be worse if she had a sister, for sure.
Does it exist with, because women, talking about Stacey, she's bizarrely competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
I'd put Jen in the same category, though.
But women.
As Stacey?
Very competitive, yes.
I think I'm competitive, but not so much that would go against my own brother.
Your wife is special.
Well, I'm not saying that Stacey goes against her brother, but it's the same issues that I hear that you guys talking about, that my dad loves him more than he loves me, or they give him more accolades, and I've heard the brother say the same thing about Stacey.
Really?
Yes.
See, I wonder if it applies to brother-brother situations, too, because women are so competitive. We talk about, like, the beauty pageants. You sit around with girls watching beauty pageants, and they're so catty to all the, oh my God, why is she in there? Those are fake. It doesn't even have to be a beauty pageant. Anywhere there's a gathering of women, there's women being catty.
Whereas so you don't think this happens between brother and brother?
Boys
I don't,
are catty.
I don't know. I'm just saying, because like when guys watch football games, I never look at like Matt Ryan. Oh, look at him.
I think it's different. I think guys do the same thing. Like,
yes.
I've had friends in high school that would compete on the same high school football team together, and they were brothers, and they had the same competitive thing going on.
Well, look at, what is it, Peyton and
Eli.
And Eli
Manning. I mean,
it comes out
as a competition.
Yeah, it comes out more in a physical competition than maybe emotional between guys, but it is definitely there, especially if you're, see, at least with Peyton and Eli, they're both good athletes, and they're still competitive, but imagine if Eli or Peyton, neither one, had any athletic skill whatsoever, and their father, Archie, probably would have given favor to the athletic one because he's more like him, and of course the brother would be like, oh, you love him more than you love me.
Yeah, you know, we could take calls. I mean, they're lit up right now for the next 3 hours from women and guys feeling the exact same way, but I really do think the bottom line is you just don't hear the conversations that are going on with your sister about you.
Maybe not, but it's just disappointing when you hear everything your sister's doing great and grand, and you're nothing. You're just dirt.
Nobody says that you're nothing. I guarantee that they are saying she's feeling the same way you feel.
Totally.
Well, do you have any idea what she would want for a graduation gift?
Oh, Jeff.
That hurts.
Well, isn't that the right thing to do when somebody has such a milestone accomplishment?
Stop.
It is disappointing. Like, it is disappointing she's graduating.
Will you hug her, Melissa?
I know.
And
nothing will hurt your sister's feelings more than you're not being proud of her, more so than her parent, more so than anybody. If my sister was upset with me, it would wreck my day.
Academy Award.
The Burt Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
This is a story out of Cincinnati. And this is a website that if you can't afford your own breast implants, you don't got to sweat it anymore. You go to a website, there are plenty of guys that don't know you that are willing to pay for your breasts.
21-year-old Kyle Dinger has always dreamed of a bigger bust line.
I'm small one out of my family, to say the least, and they've nicknamed me A-Cup, and I don't want that nickname anymore.
The married mother of two says implants cost about $5,500, but now it won't cost Kyle a dime. Dozens of strangers are footing the bill. She joined MyFreeImplants.com, posting pictures and chatting with donors called benefactors.
I log on quite a few times during the day.
The men pay $1.50 to email the ladies. After that, benefactors can send special donations.
I'll show you my final donation. It was $810 and $332 to put me at my goal.
Cincinnati native Becky Weschler is just weeks away from going under the knife. In 10 months, the married mother of three has raised $6,700.
At first, I was like, why would they want to give me money? But then, like, you really get to know them and talk to them, and it's just... they want to just, I guess, help you and make you happy.
Right. They want to see the finished product is what they want to do.
Come on.
Wow.
How naive is she?
Did we talk about
this
before?
Midwesterner.
I think we might have a long time ago.
There's like, a similar website.
Gosh, they're just going to buy my boobs because they're nice.
They're just really concerned about you. Really concerned.
You know what? Some people want to donate to hunger causes. Some people want to save rainforests. And some people want to give away some boobies.
Giving is giving, man. Philanthropy is philanthropy. So here is the owner of the website and some of the opposition against a website like this.
Co-founder Jay Moore agrees, saying it's a simple business model built on friendship that in the last 4 years has made him and his friends millions.
You're actually getting to know the person. I mean, it's similar to a lot of the social networks and online communities where you're meeting friends online.
Still, some critics disagree. Citizens for Community Values writes, MyFreeImplants.com is a disservice to women and our society and contributes to the objectification of women. It dehumanizes them and sends the wrong message that their value is summed up solely in their appearance and attractiveness to men, rather than stressing the unique personhood of every woman.
Personhood.
I'm married, I have two kids, and I'm going to college. This isn't something that I can afford to pay for myself. And it's not like I'm getting $5,000 from some random stranger in exchange for anything.
90% of the money donated goes directly to the woman's doctor of choice. The rest to organizers. As for the benefactors, both ladies say they plan to keep in touch, something their husbands say does not bother them.
I would probably keep in contact with some of them.
Oh,
yeah, that's fine with me. This is, as long as I know that they're not in the Butler County area or Hamilton County.
Because that makes a huge difference.
Right.
Well, I can't imagine her wanting to talk to anyone other than her husband.
I know. Sexual dynamo, he sounds like.
I mean, he is exciting.
Sure. You need to rename.
I cannot figure out why she is chatting online with other men. It's real fascinating.
Sounds intriguing.
They should rename the site. Twitter without the W.
Do you get it? Do you guys get it? Jen, do you get that?
You're a DB.
Defensive back?
Floating in a bed.
Yeah, take that.
Floating in a bedpan.
Josh just told me to give the warning out. If you thought that was creepy, wait till you hear this.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is pure 60 seconds of creepy coming up here.
Creepy Friday on the Burt Show.
This is coming out of Tampa. We do 911 calls all the time about, you know, random reasons people call 911.
Yeah.
But the reason we're doing this here now is 831 after 830 because this is a guy in Tampa who called 911 five different times to solicit sex from the operator.
Now, did he know what he was doing? Was he hammered and thought he was calling like a sex chat line? So he calls 911, and
he's just lonely
and creepy.
It's an emergency.
Yeah, thanks, but
tell me your name. Maybe we can talk more. But if you don't tell me your name, I'm hanging up.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
Oh, no, no.
Ew.
Oh, come on.
Oh, stop it.
Come on. No. Turn it off.
No.
Dude. Dude.
No.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
Stop playing that. What is wrong with you?
Torturing you.
I'm just playing around with that. I say I'm on Who's the King.
Told me you were on.
No, I'm not. I'm lying because I wasn't taking my address. That's what I thought it was on Nova.
I can't understand a word he's saying, can you?
I heard one.
I'll tell you where I'm at. I'm at 413.
Like, why would you call, of all numbers, 911?
Well, because the operator didn't say, what's the nature of your emergency, and then hang up on the dude?
Well, I get
it. He did get hung up on four times prior to that one. I'm not sure if that's the fifth call or not, but he called five times in a row.
That is so gross.
You what is the matter with you, dude?
If you've ever taken the time to do the research, you know 911 operators are way hotter than 411. So, to me, it's an obvious call.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I have a friend of a friend who is a guy who's a drag queen. So he is a man who, in a lot of times in his life, is, you know, dressed as a man. You can see that he's a man, but he prefers to dress up like a woman and goes and competes in different drag queen contests and that kind of stuff. I've only met him once, but my friend knows him very well. And the most interesting story she told me the other day about him. Okay,
you're gonna need a scorecard for this.
Follow me here. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
So I need to give him probably a fake name. Give me one. A guy name.
Aaron.
That's a both.
Oh, okay. Chris.
Okay.
That could be both too.
Jacob. Oh. Thank you,
Wendy.
That
could be both. I know a lot of chicks named Jacob.
Okay. Let's go.
So do I. Bert, so do I.
Okay. So Jacob is a man who dresses up like a woman and is a drag queen. Okay. So he entered a contest, won it, and found himself very interested in the drag king, which is a woman who likes to dress up like a man. Okay.
Woman that wants to dress up as a man.
Right. Okay. So she dresses as a man. So she sees herself really as a man in her life, and he sees himself really as a woman in his life. Okay.
Okay.
But they both typically in their lives have been gay. So he's dated men his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
She's dated women her whole life.
Got it.
Well, now they have found one another, and they are together in an anatomically straight relationship,
whoa,
but flip-flop genders.
Whoa.
So he's attracted to the male part, the drag king part,
and she's attracted to
the girl part.
Following this?
Yeah, I think I've got it. So do they go out together, him dressed as a girl and she dressed up as a guy?
Yes.
Whoa!
Yes! That's crazy!
So it's a straight gay couple.
Well, if you think of straight they found an attraction when they're dressed up.
Yeah.
That's who they're attracted to.
Wow.
So what happens when they're not dressed up?
Right?
But I want to know what happens when they're not dressed up.
You couldn't what?
I couldn't sleep with them. You know, like when drag queens are beautiful and like there's camp drag and there's drag. I'm assuming he's drag, which is like you couldn't tell the difference unless you knew. And
yes,
there's some beautiful.
He's drag. Like you cannot tell. He's a he when he's in drag.
So there's some drag queens in Atlanta that are absolutely drop dead gorgeous as women. But the obstacle I would have is knowing that there are a guy underneath.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I could sleep with him.
Well, and then that was some of the questions that he was having for my girlfriend because he's never had to handle a vagina before.
Whoa.
So he didn't know what to do in some of those situations when there were some things going on when, you know, things were getting exciting.
Right.
Well,
and he's
like,
well, what does it mean when this happens? And what do I do with this? Whatever, because he didn't know.
And how old is he?
I'm not sure. I don't 30s? Know.
30s? But what about her?
20s or, like, yeah, probably late 20s.
Late 20s.
Has she ever had to handle a...
No, I don't think so.
Man before?
Yeah, but I know my friend knows
him, so I
know more.
That's going to be a disappointing surprise.
My friend knows him, so I know more of like that side of the story rather than the woman who's the drag king.
Yeah.
But is that the most fascinating thing?
It
mind boggles me. I'm like,
Melissa's looking at you like it's really not a big deal.
Try to figure it out.
No. It's not that at all. I can understand the attraction. I can't understand them being together. I can understand being in the club and seeing them dressed up. I can understand him being attracted to her when she's dressed up. But I cannot, when they take the clothes off, then it's completely different. Like a drag queen takes her clothes off and it's a guy. No, thank you.
So you have said before that if you're bisexual, that means you can fall in love with both a man
Correct.
And a woman.
Correct.
So this is a truly bisexual couple because he
Absolutely.
Has fallen in love with a woman has fallen in love with a man, even though the clothes
they're full on
make
sleeping
it look
together.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Whoa.
Fascinating, right?
It really is.
I mean, I've never heard of anything like it in my life.
That
they
is
do
a
need
book
to
ready
do
to
a
happen,
book.
Or yeah, or an interview on Oprah, because I would sit there glued the whole time.
But they are in love.
Really?
Apparently, like head over heels, attached at the hip, can't stop talking about each other, like so into each other.
And he's never dated anything except men, and she has never dated anybody except women, but now they have this in common, and they're attracted to
wow.
each other.
But because they dress as the opposite gender.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is cool. That's cool.
It's crazy. I would have a lot of questions for them. How do they make that work? Because I want to talk to them and see how that happens.
What do you
I
mean?
Can
like
ask
it happens.
Come on with us.
Melissa's not buying it. She's shaking
no,
her head.
No, I'm not saying I'm not buying it. I'm just grossed out by, again, when he takes his clothes off. Hell no.
Melissa makes that same face when she imagines any man taking clothes off, whether or not it starts with a pair of jeans or a skirt.
I'm a gold star lesbian, baby. There's no.
Save that.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So you're getting your manis down, your patties down or whatever, and you're thinking, you know what? These people know what they're doing here. I'm safe here. It's clean. Even though I know I'm getting all these little cuts and stuff all over my feet or on my hands. It's cool. Adam Murphy's going to tell you that you may want to wash a couple of times before you go in and come out. This was Jen's initial concern a couple mm-hmm. of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. She had the same thought. You know, she went in to get like a manicure or whatever. She's like, are these people really qualified to be doing this? So I think at that point you picked up the story, right?
Yeah. This is something I actually began looking into about 6 months ago. And we did a couple of investigations, and then, of course, we wanted to revisit this, and the timing really with Jen was impeccable because it was something that she just experienced. And there are a lot of issues with nail salons, and one of the big things that we uncovered is there are really not enough inspectors in the state.
And I should just reintroduce you again. This is Adam Murphy from CBS mm-hmm. Atlanta here.
And there are just not enough inspectors to go around and check on a regular basis. I mean, each salon should be inspected about once a year, much like we talk about with restaurants, but there really aren't enough inspectors to get the job done. And so when we go in, and when customers like yourself go in, you probably spotted some violations. You probably noticed they may not be cleaning the instruments right before you go in.
But are there violations? You said spotted some violations, but there are no violations, right?
Well, there are. Every salon is inspected. They don't receive a numerical or letter grade score like they would at a restaurant that we talk about, but there is an inspection sheet, and so they are held accountable for certain things.
Okay.
And so the state says they send inspectors in on average about once a year, but we know based on the number of inspectors that we found, we talked to the State Board of Cosmetology, there just aren't enough to do it as often as they should. And so you definitely could be at risk if you're not being your best advocate when you walk in.
So I guess it's in the piece on things that you're supposed to look for when you get there or no?
Well, I mean, what we talked about in this first investigation that aired last night at 11 is we pulled some inspections from some of the salons. These are recent inspections. And at the same time, we went in undercover to many of these salons, and we sent one of our undercover producers in with a hidden camera just to see if she could actually spot any violations. For example, to see if they were actually cleaning the instruments prior to her pedicure or her manicure. And it's pretty interesting what we found. We don't want to give it all away because I think you have some audio of this story from last night. And then tonight at 11, I'll tease that out here at the end of this. We have another part two of our investigation running tonight at 11 o'clock. But I think the best way to go about this, really, Bert, is just to play the audio.
It.
Yeah,
okay,
let you hear what aired last night at 11 o'clock on CBS Atlanta.
And this is Adam Murphy, and they're going from nail salon to nail salon, checking out what looks right and what doesn't.
Has this been sanitized?
There is good reason to be concerned about the safety of some Metro Atlanta nail salons.
Have those things been cleaned?
CBS Atlanta News has learned there are only 9 state inspectors monitoring more than 700 licensed nail salons in Georgia. Not to mention, those 9 inspectors have to monitor thousands of hair salons as well. It may explain why a CBS Atlanta undercover camera investigation found violations at salons like City Nails and Spa in Snellville.
Were you using dirty instruments on customers?
No.
The state fined City Nails and Spa $500 on their last inspection for not properly cleaning their instruments. Plus, our undercover producer did not see salon workers sanitize any equipment prior to giving her a pedicure.
Do you understand why your instruments have to be cleaned properly?
Yes, I do.
And why is that?
Because I have to get a new equipment after each customer, so not getting infected.
The owner showed us the steps he says he takes to keep his salon clean. He said that every nail tech has 2 sets of instruments, which they rotate between customers. He also said they sterilize the dirty instruments in this autoclave. These photographs provided by the state show dirty instruments being reused on customers at Nail Talk and Tan on Piedmont Road in Atlanta. Inspectors fined the salon $1,000 for the violation. Our CBS Atlanta investigation found similar problems at Nail Angel Salon on Panola Road in Lithonia. This photograph provided by the state shows dirty instruments in the salon that even appear to be rusty. The salon was fined $1,000 for reusing unsanitized razors and blades.
Ew.
And who could forget about this? 6 months ago, a CBS Atlanta undercover investigation caught this salon employee scrubbing her own feet and then tossing the scrubber in a bucket without cleaning it for the next customer.
Oh.
This happened at Nail First on Piedmont Road in Atlanta.
So she was taking care of herself and using the same instruments on customers and never washing them.
Yes, and in this report, I felt it was important to bring that back up. That was something we saw 6 months ago, but it was priceless. I mean, we caught a woman that was working there sitting at her station, and she gets the scrubber out, scrubs her feet, and throws it right back in the bucket. All caught on camera.
Dang.
Never cleaned it before the next customer
Perhaps
comes along.
Her feet were very clean.
Right. No, you've got crusties on the bottom of your feet. You're using that scrub. That's disgusting.
God. What was the name of that place?
Stop being sexy, Wendy.
That was called Nail First, and it's on Piedmont Road. The one where the woman was scrubbing her own feet, and then, of course, threw it right back in the bucket, the scrubber. So, yeah, lots of problems.
Yes, I am. This was so gross.
It's unbelievable. And going back to the other salon right before that we mentioned, that actually Nail Angel Salon on Panola Road in Lithonia. Yeah, we had photographs. It showed dirty instruments in the salon, and they were rusty.
Wow.
They
how,
were rusty.
How long does it take for one of those instruments to rust, you think?
No idea, but, you know, they were fined $1,000. And it said that they were reusing unsanitized razors and blades. And, you know, this is one reason why it's a good idea for women not to shave your legs before you go into the salon. And they talk about that. Mm-hmm. You want to have an extra layer of skin, basically, just in case. Because infections can happen, and they can happen fast.
So what's in the second clip here?
The second clip goes back to our current investigation, as you will hear in just a moment. We go into another spot, and the story wraps up after this.
Now back to our current investigation. We found problems at another local salon.
So you have the inspection in a drawer.
CBS Atlanta also uncovered violations at Nifty Nails on Cumming Highway in Buford. The salon failed to post their last inspection for the public to see. The state also issued cease and desist orders for 3 nail techs that were working in the salon without a license.
Why were you guys hiring people that didn't have a proper
I'm
license?
I'm not the manager, okay?
Salon employees immediately posted their inspection for the public to see once we started asking the tough questions. And they told us that the three unlicensed techs no longer work at the salon.
I want to make sure everybody is properly licensed because the state issued a cease and desist for three of your techs that were operating without a license.
CBS Atlanta News spoke with one of the Board of Cosmetology members, and she said budget cuts are to blame for the health risk you face at nail salons. Coming up tomorrow night at 11, you'll meet a woman who explains why inspections are so important at nail salons. Adam Murphy, CBS Atlanta News.
If that's not enough to scare you, check this out. Hey, Kristen, good morning. No. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Last year, actually, right at this time, I spent an entire week in the hospital with a toenail infection a week after I got a pedicure. And I had so many doctors. I also had an infectious disease doctor who said if I had waited one more day, I would have lost my toe. Thankfully, I just lost the toenail.
You lost the toenail.
Does it ever grow back?
No. Well, no, they said it should, but it didn't. They had to do minor surgery on me in the hospital room with no anesthesia or anything.
And that disease can go straight up your leg. You could lose half your leg from diseases like that.
What happened when you called back to the nail salon and told them all about this?
Well, I didn't. I had someone else call because I didn't want to have anything to do with it. My dad wanted me to sue.
I was going
to
say, I hope that person had Esquire at the end of their name that called.
You mean they're a young man in England?
It's a nail salon in Smyrna.
And you didn't get any money back for that at all?
No.
No. I sued.
Yeah,
I
was
sued. An entire week, and I got out the day before Thanksgiving.
So do you just, I would just go buy a pet egg and just sit at home.
Yeah, pretty much. I have yet to have a pedicure since.
And what? You know what that is, Jeff. That's funny. Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. I sort of laughed through that, but I had no idea. Kristen, let me ask you this. Now, looking back at it, was there anything that you saw at that nail salon that now tips you off that that's something that you should definitely look for?
You know, I've thought about that. And to be honest, I have to say no. My grandmother lives in Smyrna, and she's 85. And one thing we started doing was getting pedicures once a month together. I thought, what a great little field trip for us. And we had gone there for 7 months. And that happened on the last time. And no, I didn't see, you know, any suspicious-looking thing or instruments going to a room and then coming back out, nothing. They seemed to clean the water vents. With the soap and everything, I don't know, but the infectious disease doctor told me this is why you got this infection.
Well, thank you for calling. This is not the only call we can get.
Yeah, I would love to hear from you, too. If you want me to investigate the salon, just email me, adam.murphy@cbsatlanta.com. You can also look me up on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, @AdamGetsAction. I mean, I want to check these places out.
Adam Gets Action. Adam. And they call you that at UGA also, right?
That's right. Hey, always have.
Hey, listen, I got some action for you. How about finding the guy who hit Paul in the face with the ham? You get some action.
That's a big old cover up.
Actually, that video was captured by one of our CBS Atlanta photographers.
Yeah, we ran it this morning from you guys.
Yeah, I heard that. It's great. I mean, the video, I mean, I feel bad for Paula. I mean, she handled it so well.
Everybody's covering up that dude's name. Yeah. We can't find him anywhere, man.
I don't feel bad for Paula. Somebody finally put her in her place.
She's so sweet.
That's the way I look at it.
She's sweet.
Jennifer, you still there? No, she hung up. She's going to say, girl I knew got an infection from nail salon, and it affected her breast implants.
What?
Yeah.
I look at her call back.
That's a special nail salon.
Back on that one.
That's a lot of breast if it's hanging as low as your petty.
And don't you remember Paula Abdul?
That's a bad breast job.
Paula Abdul got a manicure and then...
Yeah, you
got
to be careful of any cuts on your hands.
And then something happened to her and she became crazy and just rattled on about nothing on Idol. But her finger got all jacked up, remember? Yeah.
If you go to higher end places, are the offenses as much at a higher end as they would on a lower end place, or
it's all the same? Everybody's on the same grading scale. But you know, you guys were talking about Paula Abdul and this other woman that called in that had all kinds of complications. I mean, we have found out by talking to one of the podiatrists in Atlanta. It's actually Village Podiatry Centers, and you will hear more about them tonight at 11 if you watch my investigation. They see patients every single day that come in with nail infections from salons.
Damn.
They've had to amputate toes.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And they said it happens often because the infection will get into the bone. And you if you don't amputate the toe, for example, then it spreads throughout the body. And they also mentioned that if you are a diabetic, you have to be extra careful because you run the greater risk of getting these infections if you're diabetic. So keep that in mind as well.
All right, this is all great stuff to watch tonight. And that's at 11 o'clock tonight on CBS Atlanta?
Yes, 11 o'clock tonight. You've got to tune in. We talked to a lady with a nasty-looking nail infection. We're going to show it all.
Oh, good.
Yeah, viewer that's discretion great. Advised. But it is worth seeing just to show how bad of an infection you can get if you're not careful when you go into a salon. And we'll tell you what you can do to protect yourself. That's tonight at 11 o'clock. CBS Atlanta News. Hope you guys check it out.
Go get action.
Yeah, good luck getting action.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.